Letter P. Richard Owen painting. This portrait of Richard Owen stands behind a digital label. Owen is the man who created the Natural History Museum. And this portrait is by William Holman Hunt, one of the most significant artists of his time, and founding member of the Pre-Raphaelite group of artists. The portrait measures 92 centimetres high by 70 centimetres wide and is surrounded by a heavy gilt frame. It was painted in oils in 1881, the year this museum opened. Owen is an imposing figure. He's in his mid-70s with a long, almost gaunt face, high cheekbones, a prominent chin, and a high domed forehead. The crown of his head is bald. He's clean-shaven but has bushy side whiskers, and his remaining grey hair reaches to below his collar. There are deep folds of flesh under his expressive dark eyes, and he fixes the viewer directly with an intense and penetrating gaze. Owen is wearing the academic robes of the Royal College of Surgeons in shades of maroon and dark red. He sits in a high-backed carved armchair, his large hands resting on his knee, one on top of the other. Owen was one of the most eminent scientists of his day. He led the science of comparative anatomy for almost 60 years, making many extraordinary leaps of understanding. Examining similarities between living nautiluses and fossil ammonites, for example, he made the pivotal realization that fossils and living animals were related.